Parshas Bamidbar spends a lot of time discussing the numbers of Klal Yisrael and puts them into individual Shavuotim. It puts them into how many people between 20 to 60, how many members 20 to 60 were in the Sheva of Reuven, Shimon, God, etc. Then the parasha continues and the parasha splits them up into groups of Shavuotim. In other words, you have the 12 Shavuotim on split according to 3 Shavuotim in each group around the Mishkan and the Sheva Levi in the middle. And then you have the numbers of each particular group. Now, all the way through the parasha, the Torah is defining two groups of people. There's Klal Yisrael, that you count within their numbers, between 20 to 60, and we have Sheva Levi that has a different counting completely. And the Torah says, do not count Sheva Levi into this counting, because they're going to be counted differently. Now, I'd like to suggest that when the Torah separates the two groups and says 20 to 60, you count as one way and Sheva Levi count a different way, it's not an exception to the rule that Sheva Levi happens to be they not counted within the rest of Klal Yisrael. In other words, don't say that the main counting is Klal Yisrael and Sheva Levi doesn't fit into that category if it's a separate counting. What I wanted to say is that it could be that one of the major elements, one of the major concepts of why you counted Klal Yisrael was in order to show that Sheva Levi is not included in that. In order to show that Sheva Levi is different to Klal Yisrael, that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu even counted Klal Yisrael, just to show and to emphasize the difference between Sheva Levi and Klal Yisrael. There must be many, many reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted Klal Yisrael, and we don't know. But one of the reasons I want to say is in order to show that Sheva Levi is different to Klal Yisrael, and therefore don't count them within the same way as counting Klal Yisrael. And let's understand what this Sheva Levi represents and how that has to do with us a week before Kabbalah Satorah. Torah says, before Kabbalah Satorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we should be a goy, Mamleches Koinim v'goy Kodosh. We should be a Mamleches Koinim. We're all expected to be under the Malchus, the kingship of Koyanim. In other words, we expected to be a Shevet Levi. Who are Shevet Levi? What do they represent? And how are we supposed to make our families a Shevet Levi if we aren't born Levim? So Chofetz Chaim on the Torah, which is a very, very interesting idea, and it's something which very few of us are completely can actually say we don't have this problem at all. If you look into the Machnos, what happened was Klal Yisrael surrounded Shevet Levi, and Shevet Levi surrounded the Mishkan. In other words, when you look from the outside, you didn't see Shevet Levi. You saw all the different Shvatim. As you go into Klal Yisrael, you see Shevet Levi, and the Shevet Levi were there inside the Mishkan. When they traveled, it was the same thing. Shevet Levi were not seen. They were not evident. It was not clear who they were. If you sort of edged your way to Klal Yisrael, then you saw Shevet Levi. Ask the Chofetz Chaim on the Torah, with the greatest of respect, that is weak leadership. B'nai Levi are the leaders. They're not the kings, but they are the minds of Klal Yisrael. They are the Das Torah of Klal Yisrael. They are the Torah leaders. A leader should lead from the front. You don't have a leader who's invisible in the middle. You know, you see great pictures of Napoleon, you know, with his big stallion, a little man on top. He's a brave leader. He leads from the front. Paro, you know, that's the way you lead. You don't have leaders of Klal Yisrael leading from the middle. Why is it that Shevet Levi did not have the cover? Why were they not sitting in Mizrach? Why did they not lead from the front rather than being sort of ensconced within Klal Yisrael, so cozily in the middle there, not being noticed? So the Chofetz Chaim answers that although the head may be a very important part of the body, what actually keeps a person alive is the heart. And the heart is in the middle of the guf. Why is heart in the middle of the guf? If the heart is so important, let's put the head, the heart, where the head is. And he explains because the only way to keep the body alive is if every part of the body has some relationship with the heart. If the heart is separated from the rest of the body, then the body won't survive. Shevet Levi represents Torah. The Torah is not there to lead Klal Yisrael to be a separate element of Klal Yisrael. You know, in the Western world, you have the politicians or the kings or the queens are separated from Klal Yisrael. You know, the famous quote, let them eat cake. There was somebody, you know, who did not have any relationship with her people. Yeah, and she lost her head. She didn't have that relationship. She didn't have a heart, and she didn't have a head either. Right? That's the way it goes. If you want to have a relationship with a high-ranking politician, it's going to be impossible to contact him. Klal Yisrael, with Torah, there's no such thing. The Gedolei Hador, unless they're frail and weak, you can have a relationship with them. You can go in to meet them. When they get older, it's more difficult. You have to help them for their own safety, for their own health. But the Gedolei Hador, the doors are open. You can go to visit them. You can speak to them. They're part of the Am. They're not an elitist group of people. It's not a rotary club of Talmid Chachamim that sit there in the front there, have nothing to do with the Am. They're there. They're accessible. Why? Because it's a chelik of our very survival. It's a chelik of our very essence. It's our existence. And therefore, it's a chelik of part of our life. And that representation of Levi within the middle of Klal Yisrael is to show us that we should not look at religion, not look at Yiddishkeit as some kind of part of our life that is the religious part of our life, but we run a life without that too. No, we have business and we have family and we pray. No, Yiddishkeit is about involving a Kodesh Baruch Hu in every single element and part of our life. It happens to be that sometimes we go to shul, but it doesn't mean that we're not serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu and sitting by our lunch table. It doesn't mean we're not serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu and sitting by a table in the office. Torah is a part of our life in the middle of our life. The first thing the Reform Movement did when it actually took, you know, inside the shuls was to move the bima to the front of the shul to show that Torah is for the elitists. It's not for the Amoinam. But it's more than that. What it's saying over here is, religion is, as Mendelssohn said, we have to be a Jew at home and a mensch auf der Gasse, and a human being on the street. Yeah, so when you're in the street, you're one thing, when you're home, you're something else. And that's for many of the conservative idea as well, is that you have, when you're at home, you have kosher, when you're the rest of the world, you've got to be the rest of the world. It's not. We are living Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is what we breathe and what we live and what we think about every moment of our life. And therefore, it's in the middle. It's at the heart. And therefore, Levi did not lead from the front as an elitist group disconnected from the Tzibur. No, it's in the middle leading Klal Yisrael. So that was Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi are a group of people who lead Klal Yisrael. How do they become this group of people? So there is one of the most beautiful pieces for Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shimon Schwab, who say very, very similar Likudos, ask the same question, and that Teretz is slightly different. But they're both saying the same thing. One sort of complements the other. The Pasuk says, in Perik Gimel Pasuk Tesvov.
Tuesday.
Perik Gimel Pasuk Tesvov. The Pasuk says, Pekoid es b'nei Levi, lebeis avoysom lemishpachoysom, count Bnei Levi according to the families. Kol zocha miben chodesh v'malot tifkadeim. Count Bnei Levi not from 20 to 60. Count Bnei Levi from 1 month upwards.
Till 60 or just v'mala?
Sorry?
Till 60 or just v'mala?
Count them from one day, from as soon as they're a month old, count them. They are now counted for what? For what? To be Shomer Mishmeres HaKodesh, says Rashi. In order to be, they're counted, they're now walking around, you know, tied to their diaper, tied to their nappy, is their little card with their own pin inside it, that they are Shomer Mishmeres HaKodesh when they're 1 month old. Yeah, everyone else got to wait till they're 20 to get it. To become part of the army, they've got to be wait till they're 20. They're walking around, crawling around with a little chip card, they're Shomer Mishmeres HaKodesh from 1 month old. Why not from 1 day old? Technicality. Because if they're 1 day old, before the first month, we don't know if they're going to live. There could be a nafel. They can maybe leave breathing and crying, but it could be that they're not going to survive the first month. Once it's survived the first month, then his child has a sort of a chazaka that he's going to live longer, and therefore count it from the first month. But he can't count a child less than it because he may not physically live. But for 1 month old, you can count him as Shema Mishmeres HaKodesh. In other words, on his Facebook page, Chalila, yeah, he has Levi Shema Mishmeres HaKodesh. He is on his link. What's it called? This LinkedIn. What's it called? Yeah.
See his CV.
He is Shema Mishmeres. That's right. Shema Mishmeres HaKodesh. He is already somebody who is guarding the Beis HaMikdash. Asks Rav Moshe, how do you know? How do you know that this kid is 1 month old if he's going to be Shema Mishmeres HaKodesh? Maybe he doesn't want to be Shema Mishmeres HaKodesh. Maybe he doesn't want to work in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe he wants to become a lawyer or a doctor or an accountant. Or Chas v'chalili may go off the derech. Yeah? How can you really count him as being a member of Shema Mishmeres HaKodesh if it's not actually clear that he's going to be doing that? Who can guarantee that? You can't count somebody before, don't count the eggs before they hatch. He hasn't hatched. How can you count Shema Mishmeres HaKodesh from 1 month old? He couldn't have had a 1 day old. Technicality. How can you do that? Answers Rav Moshe, because there's a difference between Shevet Levi and the rest of Klal Yisrael. He said the rest of Klal Yisrael are busy. The rest of Klal Yisrael have Panosa to deal with. The rest of Klal Yisrael may not have a relationship with their children. They may not be able to focus on the education of their children. And if that's the case, we don't know what they're going to be when they grow up. But within Shevet Levi, who don't have these distractions, he brings a loshen. Mitzad. Sheyichzuru oisek ro'oi mitzad tirdas ha'adom. Tirdas ha'ovis. In other words, that other parents have tirdas. They have distractions. They're busy with other things. Sheva Levi are busy with being mechanach klal Yisrael. They're busy with being mechanach their own children. A father who concentrates on being mechanach his children, and he's not distracted, he doesn't have other distractions that are going to pull him off from his own main focus, this child is guaranteed to be Shema Mishmeres HaKodesh even for 1 month old. You can count him up. Write him up. He's going to be Shema Mishmeres HaKodesh. In other words, the only reason why children are not Shema Mishmeres HaKodesh is because the father did not spend enough time with the children. The father did not put enough emphasis on his education. So you're going to ask me, there are plenty of people who are learning in Kodesh, whose children, Nebuch, are not Shema Mishmeres HaKodesh. I'm not talking about the children that have careers, I'm talking about Nebuch, aren't necessarily on the derech. Yeah? So how can you guarantee the child's going to be Shema Mishmeres HaKodesh working in a Mishkan? We see time today, there's plenty of people who are involved in that. So number one, Rav Moshe talks about it many, many places. Rav Moshe says how important it is, Yisrael Gev Moshe Rabbeinu Musa, that don't neglect your family even though you're busy with Klal Yisrael. So you can be very busy learning, but you still neglect to educate your children. That's one thing. But Shimon Schwab hits a point home much stronger. And he says that there was one time in history where we saw clearly what Shevet Levi stood for. By the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu called out Mila Hashem Elai. And what does the Pasuk say? Vayikalu kol b'nei Levi. All b'nei Levi came to Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that mean? What does that mean that all came to him? What it means is, very simply, that Moshe Rabbeinu told them that it could be people in your own family that you'll have to kill. You maybe have a brother from a different mother that is not a Kohen that served the Egel. And these people did not look at the natural instinct. They did not look at what is comfortable. They did not look at what has to be done as far as family relationship is concerned. They have one priority and that is it. Their priority is the Rebbeinu Shalom's Rotzen. And I'm willing to slaughter my own family. I'm willing to shecht my own natias, my own natural tendencies, because I have one dictation, and that is the Rebbeinu Shleilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him what to do. He controls my life. If a child knows that what's important to a father is only the Ratzon Hashem, and nothing else is important b'chlal, that child, you can sign up right now, Ashema Mishmeres HaKodesh. He will be a child who will serve Rebbeinu Shleilam. This child, you're guaranteed, will do it the right. What the problem is often is, unfortunately, children get a very mixed message of what's important. The father, no, your uncle, get out of bed, chakras, no, quick. As he's going out the front door, the father passes by his computer, he sees an email there, oh, one second, let's go answer this. Yeah, and he comes to school 20 minutes late. So the child's got mixed messages. If a child knows what is important to the parent, it's important to the child. Somebody told me he once had to go to somebody's home. And he came into the house, and the father had just arrived back from America. And he had with him the Giants souvenirs. A football team in America, right? He had the ball. He had the helmet. He had the socks. He had the number the thing with the jacket. What's it called? The shirt with the number on, right? And it, kids, look at this! Don't touch it! Don't touch it! Don't touch it! Got you washed your hands? Okay. Guys, can you believe it? In our house, we got the whole. And it was like a wow. Understand the Beresa, Spezeya, Bishtachavoya, Mamish, like completely in awe of this giant stuff. These kids are going to be Giants fans. If the same thing, if you put that enthusiasm in the Rebbeinu Shleilam, then these children are going to be Shevi Mishmeres HaKodesh. That was Shevi Levi. Shevi Levi knew the priorities, they knew what's important, and that will go through to the children. I said this often, Ramesha said, parents who are Meisan Nefesh, For to keep Shabbos when he came to America, lost the next generation, because they said the krechts. Oi, it's hard to be a Jew. It's not hard to be a Jew. It's sometimes difficult to keep every mitzvah, but it's gewaldig to be a Jew. It's fantastic to be a Jew, and children have to see that. That is a priority. What the father loves, that will go next generations. Chasam Sofer in Torah Moshe says a very, very nice thought. He brings. Again, he asked Akasha, why is it that Shevi Levi were counted from 1 month and the rest of Klal Yisrael for the army were counted from 20? So he said, it brings a Medrash. The Medrash, it says in Shir Shirim, Soiga Kishishanim. Klal Yisrael are Soiga Kishishanim are surrounded, they are secluded like a rose. What does that mean? Says a Medrash, the chosn hametzape lezokik lekalosi. You have a chosn and kala, and they're waiting to get married. Validei divrei Torah shirachim kashishanim, and through divrei Torah that is gentle, like the petals of a rose. Poireish mimeno, they separate from each other. Bizman shoimeres loy, when he says to her, shishano adumo reisi, I saw something the color of red. So even if you have the natural desire of attaching one with the other, yeah, she just mentions one line, Shishana Dumara Isi, a very, very gentle one line, says a Medrash, they separate. You don't need a stone wall to separate them, or a snake. Just by her saying one line, I am Nida, that is it. That separates them. And that is why they are. Torah is compared, the Klal Yisrael compared to a rose. Ela de Torah shehi raka kashishana. A very gentle message of raka, soft like a shishana, like a rose petal. That is enough to bring Klal Yisrael into the picture and chas v'shalom prevent them from doing any avirus. Says Chasam Sofer, this is why when it came to the army, we counted from 20 to 60, and when it came to Bnei Levi, it was 1 month old. Why? To prevent the goyim, who'd have no appreciation to Torah, to come into Klal Yisrael, and to make sure they don't affect the Mishkan or the base or the Levim. We got to have 20 years old. They got to have training. We got to have tough soldiers to prevent people who don't appreciate Torah. Nebuch, sometimes some Jews don't appreciate Torah enough. And that time you've got to make a proper force. You've got to have absolute army to prevent them from affecting the Torah. Sometimes you've got to have war. You know, the Maccabim had a war against the Misyavnim. A lot of Misyavnim were Jews. And therefore they've got to have a war. They've got to have an army. You've got to have proper, well-equipped army of 20 years old, at least, who's going to fight against them. But when it comes to Klal Yisrael himself, who they themselves do appreciate Torah, then even a one-month-old baby is able to represent what's important to stop. This Bnei Levi of 1 month, a little baby, a little hint of what's right and what's wrong, is able to stop a Jew in his track. A person is able Yeah, in the middle, he's about to. He's got this delicious ice cream. He bought an ice cream from the shop, right? And your wife told me this, right? You go to the ice cream shop, and you have a big ice cream there. Mama said, "Gvaldi a milkig ice cream," and you're just about to bite into it, and the child says to you, "Mommy, is it 3 hours?" You look at your watch. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes.
That was not my child.
Right? That ice cream goes in the bin. What do you mean? Raka kushishano. Like a little mention, like a shoshana, a little baby is enough to stop a person in their tracks. That is a koyach of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have a power to rise above their desire, rise above their taiva, rise above their natural instincts, and do what's right with just a little baby stopping them. That is a representation. The baby represents a rakaka shoshana. Okay. The Oznan HaTorah says a very, very wonderful vort. Oznan HaTorah says that this. Later on the parasha we find that the Levim are split up into different groups to carry the Mishkan. And the Pasuk says in Perik Dalad, Pasuk Gimel. Okay, Pasuk base verse. Nasa is Reish B'nei Kohos V'Toich B'nei Levi. Bring up the B'nei Kohos. The mishpachos means ben shleishim shana v'malo, from 30 years ad ben chamishish until 50. Kol habo letzava lasis malacha ba'oil moed. Anyone who comes to letzava to do malacha oil moed. So the levim are counted from 30. How long do they do work? From 30 until 50. Yeah, asks the Zayin HaTorah, who doesn't understand. What is more difficult? To go out to war. To go out to war, to go along and face an enemy. To go out and face an enemy, you need to be, you need to be perfect. You know, you got to know where your strengths are. He's putting up an army here. It's a constant fascist mamush. And when it comes to that, Klal Yisrael were counted between 20 to 60. Why 30 to 50 is better? Because 30 to 50 is the perfect age. As Rashi says, less than 30, they're not strong enough. Okay? More than 50, his strength gets weaker. And therefore, when it comes to carrying a few vessels, not a terrible big deal, there, the Pasuk says 30 to 50. When it comes to going out to war, you're talking about Sekonos and Fashis over here, they're 20 to 60. Why? What's going on? I don't know what the age is to play American football or the baseball, the average age of baseball player when they peak. No, but in English football, I think it's in the middle 30s. Yeah, I don't think a professional football player over the age of 40. Okay, so you don't sign up a player in a time when he's not that great. Here, you're signing up Klal Yisrael when they're not that great. 20 to 60 is not that great. In fact, the Rabbanel brings down that if a person wants to be over the age of 60 in the army, can be over the age of 62. Levim are disqualified for working over the age of 50. So why by Levim when it's not so difficult between 30 to 50, and when it comes to an army which is kind of faster between 20 to 60? What's the idea? It says as Naim HaTorah that we sing Tehillim that what's really expected from us is a perfect. The Pasuk says Kolatz Moisai Temarana Hashem Michal Meichal Tehillim and Tinim Lamed Hey. All our bones say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Michal Meichal, who is like you? In other words, our whole body should be involved and invested in Rabbeinu Shleilam. The Pasuk says, Omale Pif Tefillah Secho. Our mouth is filled with tefillah. In other words, we're supposed to be totally dedicated to the Ratzon Hashem. Absolutely dedicated. But what's the problem? We say in Nishmas, right? Ilu Mole Filu Pirushish, Hinu Mole Shira Kayom, if we were Superman in every single part of us, we're not possible to do that. Elamai, what do we do? What are we supposed to do? So we say, Al Kain, and therefore we don't have that, and therefore Ivarin Shapalakta Banu, we'll do our best. We'll do our best. Anything you give us, we'll do the very best. But you know, we're not perfect. Says those nine Torah. That saying to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we'll try our best, but what can we do, is something that unfortunately we have to do sometimes. But that should not be the ideal. The ideal is not to live a life of mediocrity. We should not live our life saying, Rabbeinu Shleilam, you know what? Okay, look at me, I'm not perfect, so I'll do my little bit. No. There are certain times when you are able to do more. You are able to do a mitzvah completely. No, you're very, very tired. Sometimes you get up for davening with a rough night the night before, the baby's been up. Time you get to davening, you come in late, and you rush through the Pesukah de Zimra, you know, and the chazan's got a different nusach, and the guy's next to you is shockling to a thing, and his heart. And, so you get through a davening. Shai, what can we do? Our kenevon shablag tobonu. We do the best we can. But sometimes you have had enough sleep, and sometimes you are fresh, and sometimes the air conditioning is on, and sometimes the bal tefillah is able to, and you come there, give it your absolute perfect davening. There's no reason why not. When it comes to going to the army, okay, so you send people 20 to 60, do the best we can. You know, let's do the best we can. When it comes to sending Bnei Levi to serve in a Mishkan, we make them absolutely perfect, between 30 to 50. The perfect age is what we're looking for. We're looking for perfection. And therefore, when we do find perfection, we don't go for compromise. We look for the perfection. This is Bnei Levi. Bnei Levi represents perfection. They represent that at certain times when we can be Bnei Levi, when we can connect with Klal Yisrael in the way that we should be connecting, when we can be the Bnei Torah, we can be the Tamid HaChomim, we can daven the way we're supposed to do that properly. And that is why Bnei Levi were counted between 30 to 50. Because when we do send them out to do what they're supposed to be doing, that is what's important. I want to just finish off what I've said before, but it's a very, very, very important part with Negea to Shavuos. The Pasuk says in Perek Beis, I think Pasuk Ches, in Rus, Vayema Boyaz al Rus. This is what my Rebbe Reb Chaim Kaufman said. He'd say this often. Vayema Boyaz al Rus. Boyaz said to Rus, Haloi Shemato Biti. You heard my daughter, I'll tell Chilulka Istay Ache. Do not go along and take Tavuah from any other field. Is it here? Yeah, it's Perek Beis Pasuk Ches. He said, Vayim Abazaros, Halo Shemata Biti, I'll tell Chilulka Istay Ache. Do not go and pick Tavuah from any other field. The Gam, and also, Loi sa'avoyru mizeh, do not deviate from here, from this. V'koi tidbokim im naroisai, and so you shall cleave with my naroisai, with my young men who are here. Now, what's Peshat in this Pasuk? Again, so he says to Boya says to Rus, you've heard my daughter making a whole announcement. I'll tell Chalilka Vistacha, do not go to collect from another field. Fine. V'gam, and also, Loi tavoyru mizeh, do not leave from here. He just said, stay here. So of course don't go somewhere else. Yeah? Carries on a pasuk. And also cleave to my Na'orim. Who are these Na'orim? Who are these guys? The guys who are cutting down Tavu in the field. Why? Why should she connect with them? Why? What's the idea? Why can't she be independent? Says a Medrash. What is Pshatan over here? I'll tell Chilulkot B'stei Acher. Do not go and pick Tavu from another field. I'll shame. L'yir l'cho elehim achirim alponai. Stay Acher over here is referring to different interests of serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't go and graze in other people's fields. Do not serve any idols. Do not go into serving Avodah Zorah. I'll tell you, stay Acher, do not serve Avodah Zorah. V'gam lo tavoyri mizeh. Do not deviate from zeh. What zeh? Al shem zeh keli van veyu. Do not deviate from the concept of zeh keli van veyu. Do not deviate from hidu mitzvah. Looking out to do more than is required. V'choysid b'kumen naroisai, and so you shall cleave to my naroisai, elu ha-tzadikim sh'kru'uim na'orim. These are tzadikim na'kru'uim na'orim. So Chaim Kaufman says again, let's see the Pasuk. The Pasuk is saying, don't serve Avodah Zorah, do Hidur Mitzvah, and connect to the Gedolim. Fine, now we've got Pshat in the Pasuk. But still it's difficult, because any person who wants to give a drasha anywhere has got to know who his audience are. If a person's giving a drasha, I don't know, in Ponevich, right? He doesn't stand up and say, Rabbi Isai, avoid the Zohar and his Asr! Please, please don't go to the churches. Rabbi Isai, I beg you. Yeah, Lo Yisam Voyrim Yizeh. No, what's the Pasuk say? I'll tell Chalil Kol Bistei Achir, please Rabbi Isai, don't serve avoid the Zohar. The thing you're talking about, right? Speak to them about Hiddur Mitzvah, about Kedusha. Fine. Neither do you go to people who serve avoid the Zohar, you know, people not much on the fringe. You don't go to make a discovery program. People don't know if there's a Rabbeinu Shalim yet, and tell them, Rabbi Isai, Chassidus, there's a Hiddur Mitzvah, you know, you've got to be, do more than a Kodesh Baruch Hu asks from you. People don't even keep Shabbos. So what's talking about? There's a mixed message over here. Don't celebrate the Zohar. Do a Hiddur Mitzvah. Do you not know who Rus is? Either one or the other. Don't give them both. What's Pishat over here? Yeah, and follow Gedolim. What? Yeah, Shkoyach. What's the idea here? Says Reb Chaim that Boaz over here was giving a message to Rus, who is joining Klal Yisrael. Rus now is becoming a Geyoris. Boaz is giving her a message that's supposed to last her a lifetime and to make an influence on her generations, which in fact it did. Rus was the mother of David HaMelech, mother of Mashiach. What's the message? Boaz says to Rus, I want to tell you something. Do you know something? There's the Yetzer Hara called Avodah Zarah. And you obviously don't have it because of becoming a Jew. But even within each and every one of us, there's always a small nekud of Avodah Zarah. Thinking maybe a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not in control, maybe my money will bring me something a Kodesh Baruch Hu can't bring me. And even if it's not in you, in your children, they may not be as inspired as you. How do you fight against Avodah Zarah? Do you just make sure they don't serve Avodah Zarah? In other words, in order to not serve Avodah Zarah, do you just learn Hilchos Avodah Zarah, make sure you don't serve Avodah Zarah, don't go to church? Is that how you're going to think you're going to protect your family? Not serving Avodah Zarah? No. The only way you're going to not serve Avodah Zarah is if you go to the opposite extreme. If you serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Zer Keli Van Veyu, if you show your family that you love doing mitzvahs, not only do you love performing the mitzvah itself, but you want to do Zer Keli Van Veyu, you want to do more than is required, then that is the only guarantee to make sure that your children will not deviate and serve Avodah Zarah. If you're just very, very, you know, keeping the laws by the letter of the law, show me where it says it's osur. No, it's got a rabbanu hechsher. You know what else do you want from me? No, it's, show me where it says. And if that's how you're going to run your Yiddishkeit, basically on the line, show me where it says it's osur, and not doing anything with the chamimus, with the warmth of Torah, then your children are going to be savoyrim. Then they're going to be stay acher. They're going to drop it all. They're going to drop it all off. They're going to go somewhere else. The only way to make sure that the children are safe is an environment of Zekeli Van Veyu, putting your whole kishkas into Torah, loving the Rebbein Sholem, loving the mitzvahs. And where do we see that? The Gedolim. The Gedolim are the people, are those who don't take Yiddishkeit, the passion for Torah. There's this beautiful video they showed of Rebbe Eliashiv. Incredibly inspiring video. Rabbi Yashid, they showed a video of Rabbi Yashid Ben Azmanim. Unbelievable. And one part of it, they must have put a hidden camera there. And there's Rabbi Yashid learning late at night. I think he used to wake up at 2:30 every morning. And you see him coming to Ishtenda, sitting down. And he's ready, I think it's the last year of his life. And he's trying to learn. And he's trying to read, and you see him rubbing his eyes. And he's not able to read. So then he closes one eye and pushes his head very close. And after a few seconds, he pulls his head back and he closes the other eye and puts it close. And he rubs it, puts it right. And he can't. He's not able to read. He's not able to read. So he tries again and again. Lo lech, it doesn't go. You see him closing the Gemara. You think that's it? He's going to go back to bed, right? Omar Rebbe Eichnon. And he carries on 4 hours, Britzifut, 4 hours, Shakli Vitaria, Balpeh. He does it by heart, the Gemara. He carries on for 4 hours in that same seat, Balpeh. You're an old man, you can't read. What? No! There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's a Voyer Mizer, there's a Kedi Van Veyu, there's a love Torah. That is how you're going to make sure that if you connect yourself with the Gedolim and see the passion and the love and the Avo that they put into mitzvahs, That is how you're going to be sure that your children are going to become Be'ez Hashem a Shevet Levi. Rambam says, and Shit Mitzvah Levi, Lo Yoshevet Levi Bulvad, Ela Kol Echad Ve'Echad, any single person who puts his mind to it can make his home into a Shevet Levi, can make his home into a guarantee that him and his family will Chas V'Sholem not deviate B'Stei Acher, but there will be a Mishayim Mishmeres HaKodesh. If the children see the importance of a mitzvah, so again, the Chofetz Chaim said it's about putting the Torah as part of the heart of our life. That is why Shevet Levi was in the middle. It's like Rav Moshe says and Rav Shimon Schwab said, that if a person is able to educate the children, spend time with educating the children, and educating to the extent that what's important in life is only Torah and mitzvahs, you can guarantee from a 1 month old they'll be Shevet Mishmeres HaKodesh. Like the Chasam Sefer says, that not only is or Shevet Levi, but every single person in Klal Yisrael has the ability to reach levels of Yerushalayim that even a 1 month old child, even a rose petal, is able to warn him against doing Naveiros, warn him to not to deviate from Naveiros, because that is a Koyach of Torah in Klal Yisrael. We discuss as well that the idea is that from 20 to 60 is not that ideal, 30 to 50 is ideal, and certain stages in life, put in the kleichus, put in your whole heart into making something absolutely perfect. And the way we do that is not just making sure we keep the mitzvah according to the letter of the law, show me where it says it's osa, but to do it with the zeh keli vanvei, do it with the chamimus, and be'ez Hashem with this, not only will we be'ez Hashem keep the Torah, but we can guarantee the generations and generations later will keep the Torah. Toy with a geshmak, toy with a love, toy with a dedication, that we become B'nai Levi, and we should all be zeichet to make Kabbalah Satoya the way it should be.